Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Stacking the Green, with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. Ryan, what's happening, man?
Not much, Sean. Just getting amped up for March Madness.
March Madness, a lot of gambling. Just the energy, man. You can just feel it. You got the conference games. Things are just getting hyped up. Our gambling whistle is getting wet here. Have you started laying any sort of college bets?
I've been trying to stay away just because I don't know. So many of these games are during the day and I'm working. And if I start gambling during the day, I start not working. And it's bad. It's funny. I walked over to a friend of ours' desk and he looks at me. He's like, "So what do you think? UCLA second half?" And I'm like, "Oh, God."
Yeah, I remember when I was working in an office, I would just bet on baseball day games, yeah. And it is a great way, I don't know, to not work. Yeah, it's not a great way to be a good employee, but it is a great way to pass the time of just like every 2 seconds checking it over. You just throw the earbud in, get the radio feed, you look like you're doing stuff.
Yeah.
And then you're just sitting over there in your cubicle, it's real quiet, and you're just like, yes! Put it in!
Well, especially with baseball, because it's such a, you can really just watch the box score.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, baseball, of all the things to bet on that you don't actually need to see, baseball's probably up there for the tops. But it is just frustrating, like 3-2 count, and then just see it, you know, an X pop up for the third out or something. Like, oh my God. Of course, Ryan Howard took some awful cut at the ball. Well, Ryan, let's get this Peyton Manning disaster out of the way. Peyton Manning, of course, released by the Colts. Jim Irsay.
Peyton Manning. Do you think it was the right move?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. How do you say it's... I mean, what's... I mean, whatever. I guess they have information on his medical condition. I mean, if you weren't getting Andrew Luck or RG3, you keep Peyton Manning.
They showed some pretty crazy... ESPN had a pretty good, like, by the numbers of what Peyton Manning's meant to the city of Indy.
Yeah.
And it was like hotel capacity in Indianapolis has gone up by, I think it was like 800% since he's been the quarterback there. And it's just like, wow, they built a new stadium.
Yeah, I think I think Forbes came in and said they valued Peyton Manning's impact on the Colts, not even the city of Indianapolis, just the Colts at $360 million.
I mean, he brought them the new stadium, which then allowed them to have Final Fours.
Super Bowl. No way that Super Bowl happened.
And everyone, I mean, yeah, I mean, a Super Bowl brings, what do they say, a Super Bowl is worth $100 million for a city or something like that?
That makes sense, something around there. Yeah.
And it just seems like this is not, although it's the biggest story in sports, it still feels like it should be a bigger story.
Yeah, but I think it's just one of those things that it wasn't a big story because it really... They seemingly had this figured out months ago when it was obvious that the Colts got the first pick. It just seemed like this was kind of a foregone conclusion. We were just kind of waiting it out.
So my favorite thing about all this is how I don't think he's going to go to a threatening team, to the Giants. And I really hope he stays in the AFC and just destroys the Colts.
Well, but I don't even know. If you're Peyton Manning, are you really that angry at the Colts?
I don't think Peyton enjoyed the owner talking shit on Twitter about his injury. I don't think Peyton enjoyed any of the discussion about, his situation.
But do you think Peyton Manning even really wanted to play in Indy next year? Like, if they said, Peyton, you can play in Indy next year with this team?
Well, I mean, the team wasn't much different the year before, and they were, you know.
Yeah, but I think the team's even slid farther. I guess you could make an argument for, hey, maybe trade that first pick, get a ton of picks, and try to make a last run, but their offensive line sucks. All their skill position players are way down.
And what kills, I don't know, have you watched any of these interviews with Andrew Luck?
No. I've only seen RG3, the well-spoken man.
Well, first of all, RG3 is real, like, a smooth dude, and even he's kind of, like, nerdy.
Yeah. No, he seems like a nerd.
Andrew Luck is, like, yeah, neither of these guys is Cam Newton, let's put it that way.
Cam Newton's a man. I love Cam Newton.
I don't know, Andrew Luck was sitting there talking, they asked him, like, how would you feel, you know, What would you have to say to someone who's saying, like, or asked you, how would you replace Peyton Manning? He's like, wow. First of all, he's got this big shit-eating grin with his teeth all, like, his teeth are, something's off with his teeth. He looks a little Cro-Magnon, and he's like, wow, first of all, if I got the privilege to be drafted first by the Indianapolis Colts, I would say that'd be a great honor. And it's like, oh, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, really?
I know.
And secondly, I'd say you don't replace a talent like Peyton Manning. He's a Hall of Famer. But I would hope to go in there and gain the respect of my teammates and my coaches and play hard. And it's just like, shut the fuck up. Yeah, God. Like,
I know, that's really what's so annoying about sports media, though.
I hope this guy fails.
You're already turning into an Andrew Luck hater.
Yeah.
Based
luck,
off
luck. Sucks.
Luck sucks? Luck no sucks. Luck?
Well, here's the thing. I think... What's the owner's name? Ursay. Ursay?
Jim Ursay.
I feel like the way he handled the situation, he deserves for his franchise to suck massive dick.
Well, his dad was the guy who moved him out of Baltimore in the middle of the night.
But his dad at least seemed... you know, maybe not. I guess he was a little crazy.
It's a kind of a weird move.
But I just...
Yeah, he's trying to be like Mark Cuban and be this outrageous personality and be the crazy owner.
I don't know. I think
the way he handled it was wrong. But I think in the end, it's a good decision. You got Andrew Luck.
Sure, but at the same time, these rookie quarterbacks are not... I mean, I know they've had some flashes, like Flacco has been like an average NFL quarterback, I guess.
Well,
Matt Ryan has some moments.
I don't know. You got to give, as much as I don't like Flacco, I think you got to give him credit and say that game he put up in the AFC Championship was a...
Sure. But the point is, that for the most part, these, and especially look at like Josh Freeman. He looked great and then he sucked. Cam Newton, he had a great first year. Who knows if he can maintain it? He looked horrible in the Pro Bowl.
You're just angry because you bet on
I'm counting that. My point is, I think...
Now, you bring up a good point that as much as people say you got these rookie quarterbacks, there's two things there. A, the risk of taking a number one quarterback has gone way down with the restructure of the rookie salary cap or whatever. You're not risking quite as much on a quarterback these days, so I think there is even more value in a number one quarterback pick. But, yeah, I think we've kind of fallen in love with these rookie QBs. I mean, you have Blaine Gabbert. You have – now, when did Sam Bradford become a franchise quarterback? Did I miss something? I mean, he played average this year at best.
Well, I think he was hurt. He had the team dealt with a lot of injuries, but I think people saw what he did the year before.
But, yeah, but is he in your mind a locked-down franchise quarterback? I mean, I would rather have Joe Flacco than Sam Bradford right now.
Sure, but I think in terms of if you're saying do the Rams take I think that the smart thing to do is you have a very competent quarterback. That's the reason Jeff Fisher went there, and you can get a whole wheelbarrow of picks.
No, yeah, I agree.
I think you build around this quarterback.
I agree that you stick it out with Bradford. I'm not saying they should get rid of him, but the fact that people are labeling him a franchise quarterback,
I think he is. I think if you're asking me to make a list of 10 quarterbacks I'd like to start a franchise around, he might fall. Well, maybe he's not quite top 10, but he's definitely young, and he's got all the skills, and he's young enough to say you can build a franchise.
So you like him? You like him better than Josh Freeman, hands down.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
I don't know. I think with the right coach, I think I almost like Josh Freeman better.
No, any quarterback that comes in and like 40 pounds overweight and can't run anymore.
Yeah, that doesn't.
You can't.
I don't know, but it seemed like there was some weird move there with Raheem Morris that they all of a sudden bailed on him. I don't know. That Tampa team, I could never figure out, because they had that nice run, the 10-6. Everyone was saying they were kind of frauds, and just they were right about it.
But I think the key here is that people seem to be banking that Luck is going to come in and just turn this franchise around immediately.
No, I don't know. I think
Peyton went 3-13 his first year.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised if they're a top three pick next year.
So what are we doing? We taking the under on over-under Colts wins 4.5.
But do you think 4.5? Oh, definitely hammer the under there.
Yeah.
I think
that's what they're going to set it at.
Really? Wow. I would if Andrew Luck wins six games with this Colts team, this guy's a Hall of Famer. I think three.
Now you got to remember, Reggie Wayne's probably going to be gone. Pierre Garçon's probably going to be gone.
They're getting rid of everyone.
Dwight Freeney. They signed Rot Mathis, but Dwight Freeney probably
Mathis
gone.
Is only he's the only guy they're going to keep. Is Bob Sanders? He's out, right?
He's been gone for a while.
He's out. Yeah, this team is...
He was out in 2008.
Yeah, well, you know, thought he might be floating around the league
somewhere. So anyway, odds to sign Peyton Manning. The odds-on favorite is...
The Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins at plus 250.
Ooh, I like that. He's got a condo,
yeah,
Miami, you know that, right?
Everyone, you know, he probably wants to play warm weather. I think he wants to stay in the AFC. I think he would love to play Tom Brady two times a year.
Sounds like they got $20 million in cap room, so they can bring some of his receivers that he likes.
Well, plus Brandon Marshall. I mean, I feel like Brandon Marshall would try really hard when he had Peyton Manning. I mean, Brandon Marshall's a beast. He had three touchdowns in the Pro Bowl, Sean.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect move of Brandon Marshall, getting three touchdowns in the Pro Bowl. But Brandon Marshall, he's a little crazy. Yeah, it would make sense that he would play for Peyton Manning, but he would also seem like he's crazy enough to not play for Peyton Manning. I mean, if you're saying that when your girlfriend stabs you and you stay with her, that takes a certain kind of craziness, Ryan.
Honestly, though, it feels like Miami's going to get Flynn. I mean, their offensive coordinator, their head coach is the offensive coordinator from...
Yeah, I guess so. Everyone's saying the real reason is that this owner is in love with Peyton and is willing to throw the most guaranteed money at him, and that everyone else is going to be out when they see the guaranteed money this guy's going to start throwing around.
Apparently, they're saying he's also willing to give him a contract without a physical, I think, or seeing him work out. It's crazy.
Right. This guy seems like drunk with power, drunk with big names, like desperate to make a splash. I think he's pissed off he didn't get Jeff Fisher, and that's why I think he kind of goes all in here. I mean, obviously there's other teams that make sense. Arizona, Seattle.
So Arizona's plus 350.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I mean, that would be cool just to see Larry Fitzgerald have a good quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense for Peyton. It just seems like...
And it's warm weather.
But yeah, Joe.
It sounds like he doesn't really want...
Phoenix training staff?
It sounds like he doesn't...
Or is that just for the Suns?
I think that's just for the Suns. I feel like he doesn't... It sounds like he doesn't want to be in the NFC.
Which is weird.
Well,
I don't know why.
Like they
Who
don't,
cares?
It sounds like the Mannings, as a family, don't like the hype surrounding when they play, the brothers play each other. So... Being in the same conference would only that's why they're saying that the Redskins are pretty much out, even though they're listed as 6-1.
Yeah, and something about the Jets doesn't seem
Jets 6-1. Kansas City plus 550. Thought that was interesting.
Okay, what are any other long shots we got? What's
Seattle 8-1?
Now see, I wouldn't mind that as a. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen. We're talking 8-1 long shots. That,
Houston
that
10-1.
I don't see them getting rid of
Schaub. Yeah, Matt Schaub.
I mean, that would make sense as far as a team. You get to play the Colts. You get to fuck them up. And also, you get a team that's pretty dang good. I mean, they won a playoff game with T.J. Yates.
Schaub doesn't go down. They probably are in the AFC Championship.
Yeah, they won a playoff game with T.J. Yates.
49ers, 15-1. That would be scary.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that, though. What's his face? Who's the same 49ers coach?
Harbaugh.
This guy's drunk with power. I think he gets off on the fact that he has Alex Smith as his quarterback and still almost made it to the Super Bowl.
Can you believe that Alex Smith has not agreed to a deal with the 49ers yet, because they're willing to give him a 3-year contract? I think it's like 3-year, $30 million. More than anyone else is willing to pay him. He wants 5 years.
I mean, I don't know.
It makes sense, but he's insane.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I'm sure it's the agent knowing that. I'm sure the agent is realizing that, hey, we can. You know, they're not going to sign Peyton Manning. We're going to get this deal done.
So Denver, the dark horse at 20-1, and Tennessee 25-1. I feel like that.
Oh,
that's
oh there
the
you
long
go. That's
shot.
Long
yeah.
shot. That's fun. Throw $40.
You know,
on that.
He went to college in Tennessee.
Oh, it makes total
they're in
sense.
In the division. The only area where it doesn't really make sense is they seem I mean, obviously, you'll take him over Jake Locker, but I think the Titans were happy with Jake Locker. He came in, he played hard. It just doesn't seem like they're going to go out and spend a ton of money on a quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know what their cap situation is.
So, the field is 3-1, which seems like a bad play. I don't see a random team coming out.
No.
And here's the other interesting one, if you really want to get crazy, is he will not play a snap in 2012.
And what's that, 10-1?
15-1.
Oh. I don't know, man. We're just signing off on this fact that he's... So is that regular season snap or preseason? Because if he gets injured in the preseason or he can't play in the preseason.
So regular season, yeah, I think it's all these bets are he will take a snap in the regular
season. Oh, yeah, that's how they did the prop is that his first regular season snap will
be
with
this team.
X,
yeah.
Y, or Z. That'd be awful if you win the bet seemingly and then he gets like traded on draft day or something crazy. I don't see anything
like that. Well, it sounds like a deal's going to be done this weekend.
Yeah, I was hearing, my sources were telling me Tuesday at the latest.
Interesting.
Whenever I say sources, it's the Dan Patrick Show.
Okay.
Well, Ryan, and of course, besides Peyton Manning, another big story in the NFL, the National Football League, as I like to call it, is the New Orleans Saints bounty gate. Almost swept under the rug by Peyton Manning being released, but still a huge story. Sounds like they're going to get hit pretty hard here. What are you hearing?
Sounds like they're going to get I read some article on like ESPN or Sports Illustrated or something, and they quoted Roger Goodell that when he heard the news, he said, "Good God, I hope this isn't true." And it sounds like he's going to – it sounds like the GM, Greg Williams, who now is on St. Louis, on Jeff Fisher's coaching staff, Sean Payton – and a couple select players, I guess Vilma has kind of been the one made public for putting up $10,000 to anyone who took Brett Favre about it. It's funny, they've been showing highlights of that game now, and it's like, wow. And I remember Brett Favre definitely got hit a lot in that game, but he was taking some...
Supposedly, Brett Favre was saying on the field, what are you doing to like people? And he's not known as like a guy who complains about getting hit.
Yeah.
Peter King is reporting that one of the real... nails in the coffin for the Saints and for this investigation was that, I guess, after whoever hit the Brett Favre to take him out yelled, "Pay me my money, pay me my money," that was picked up by like one of those mic'd up situations.
Oh, wow.
So they have audio of them screaming, "Pay me my money." This is it. I mean, it is kind of insane, but then it's also not kind of insane. Every player and coach that I've heard interviewed about it has alluded to the fact that this stuff kind of happens.
Yeah, not only that, but they keep pointing out, like, well, it's mostly for sacks and fumbles, and it's, you know, the whole injuring is...
Well, they keep saying, yeah, well, we get... Yeah, I mean, if you knock a guy out with a legit clean hit, yeah, we have a pool for that. All right.
What I don't get is these guys are getting all stoked about it, a couple $1,000s. They're making millions of dollars. I don't know.
No, and people have pointed it out that, you know, James Harrison knocked out Colt McCoy. The pots that they were talking about were like $10,000 was like the huge number.
Yeah, that's small numbers of money.
Meanwhile, you're getting fined $75,000, $100,000 by the league.
Well, yeah, so it sounds like the GM, Sean Payton, Greg Williams, could be looking at 8 game to full season suspensions.
Wow.
So
Sean Payton could be suspended 8 to 16 games?
It sounds like he's getting suspended for a minimum of 8 games.
Holy crap.
Yeah, and then on top of that, the Saints are going to lose. Here's the thing.
That sounds insane to me.
Let's compare it to the last time a franchise did something wrong, right? The Patriots they had to forfeit their first round pick, and then granted it was towards the end of the round, but still. And I think Belichick had to pay a $500,000 fine. The franchise had to pay a fine, and the owner had to pay a fine.
Yeah, I think I don't know about the owner or the organization.
I think the Patriots had to pay like a $750,000 fine. Belichick had to pay a $500,000
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, Belichick was $500,000. Over under on Sean Payton's fine here.
I think you got to set it at half. I think, well, here's the thing. Belichick wasn't suspended.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
But
I
guess the difference is that was cheating.
That was
It's like the old, like, gambling versus steroids thing, right? Like, gambling is bad, but you're not actually hurting anyone, right? Like, steroids is creating this bad example.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, I don't know, to play devil's advocate here, the Patriots stealing their signs, you get, you know,
competitive advantage, but...
But like, you figure out a team's blitz, or you figure out their calls, and you get a blindside blitz on a guy,
Yeah, but that's...
I guess you're not intentionally injuring them, but...
Yeah, that's all implicit. This is explicit, like, know, explicit pools of money.
And supposedly the crazy part was that the Saints were notified that they were under investigation. Then they thought the investigation went away, and then they just went right back to doing it.
Well, they were told to stop. I mean, that's why Sean Payton's going to get – although Sean Payton claimed, you know, wasn't involved, the GM and the head coach were made aware of it by this investigation, and they were – I guess they had a chance to – the owner came to him and said, you need to clean this up, and they didn't do shit.
So, now, does Payton does Sean Payton get fired?
God, I don't –
Losing a guy for half a season?
It's the
owner. What if they lose him for a whole season? You got it. You might cut him loose.
That would be crazy. That's never really happened before. The owner seems behind him.
I can't remember a time that a coach just got suspended.
Yeah.
I mean, what's a precedent for that?
The interesting thing will be, what will they penalize him for draft picks? The Saints don't have a first-round draft pick this year.
Well, they could just do the first-round pick for...
Yeah, I think Goodell wants to hurt you now when you do something like this.
Second, third, and fourth? Wow. They might not have a draft.
That would be pretty. And Drew Brees said today he's not going to show up for off-season workouts.
Got insulted by the franchise tag. Now, what are you doing as – you have a – now, Sam Bradford is not a franchise quarterback in the same way that Drew Brees is a franchise quarterback. You max the guy out.
So Drew Brees is what, like in the top five? Right, like
yeah, you could make you. I mean, he just set the passing
records.
Eli
Manning, Aaron Rodgers,
Eli Manning,
Drew Brees,
get the fuck out of here.
Tom Brady. Yeah, I think. And the crazy thing is, they said they were like $5 million a year apart.
Yeah, he wants 25. They're paying him 20.
I think it's even less than that. I think it was like 17. They were offering him.
Wow.
Yeah,
but the franchise is like 20, right?
Yeah, so he wanted something like 23 or 22 a year.
And they end up giving the franchise, which is almost there anyway.
Yeah, it's
you're insane.
And then you're insulting your player. And
the guy has been a model. Not only did he win you a Super Bowl last year, he set the passing record. So what's your leverage?
Football doesn't like paying on past performance. I mean, they're just worried he's not going to be good for five more years or whatever the contract is for.
Yeah,
but he's a quarterback. He's smart. He never gets hit.
You know, he plays in a dome. He's got 5 good years.
You
left
watch Drew Brees play. He rarely gets hit. And it's just – but anyway, so that it makes me happy because the Saints are the one terrifying team in the NFC in terms of – I feel like when they're at home, they're unbeatable. And
yeah, no, they're tough. And yeah, if they didn't
they're the only unbeatable team in my eyes at home.
I feel like – exactly. And I feel like going on the road to San Francisco was kind of like their one bad matchup.
Well, I think on the road, any outdoor
right.
place.
Right. Green Bay probably wouldn't have been that much easier, but I think just specifically that San Francisco team, how hard they hit.
Yeah.
I think that's what made the difference there.
I wonder if there were bounties going on. How ironic if they had lost to a bounty.
There's fucking bounties all the time.
But that being said, I think, well, Goodell, it's also been said that Goodell wants to make this such a horrendous penalty.
Oh, he is going to make a name.
People won't want to do it going forward. That's why I think you're going to see the GM. I think you're going to see the coach, Greg Williams, the GM, all personally fined. You're going to see apparently the owner knew about it. You're going to see the organization and man.
Well, owner. New Orleans is corrupt, and you got first. I mean, and. You want to talk about New Orleans? No one's bringing up that whole shady pill scandal. You remember that?
No, with the Saints?
Yeah, the team doctors were writing scripts for like...
For the coaches?
It seemed like some shady shenanigans went on. I think they got fined for it. I don't want to libel them too much, but Google that for sure. Sean Payton Viking scandal. That was a whole nother thing. And, you know, he's a man of addiction, as you know, you see him in the booth, and he was working that dip the whole time.
So I think you're going to see four personal fines. You're going to see, it sounds like Vilma, it sounds like some players will get suspended, the coaches will get suspended, and I can't imagine, I think they're going to get at least a second round, their second round pick taken away. According to Goodell, this punishment's going to come out before the draft, so.
Wow. Well, then it must be picks for this year if he's going to level up before. Dude, Roger Goodell is just fired up, man. All right, moving on. All right, Ryan, let's, well, you want to touch on the NBA just a little bit?
Fucking NBA. How about those Lakers, huh?
How about the Bobcats beating, beating Orlando straight up, and then the Wizards beating the Lakers
Orlando
straight up.
Orlando was up by, I don't know, 15 points?
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know what it was.
I mushed it, man. They finally caught up to me.
Did you take the Lakers?
No, I didn't. I was kind of getting off this anti.
Did you see the
Bobcat
Lakers
Wizard?
Were winning by?
They were up
21
by 21
points.
Yeah, I was at a bar and a guy had bet on the game, and he's just sitting there like, "What the hell happened, man?" Oh, guys betting on regular season basketball during the week. Hey, I'm one of them, but it's just hilarious to witness.
It's sad.
We got to bet on something, man.
Yeah.
Got to bet on something. So, let's see. The crazy thing going on right now is the insane year that LeBron is having, but he's just not getting any credit for. I almost feel bad for him now.
I mean, he's going to win the MVP.
Yeah. I mean, not bad for him, but you know what I mean.
But, yeah, he's been pretty good.
Although he passed on that game-winning shot in Utah.
Yeah, well, that's because he's scared, right?
He's a pussy, man. He's a pussy with no heart. That's why I don't like him anymore.
Yeah.
Give me the Black Mamba. I'm riding him all the way. So is it just, is it the Heat's championship to lose right now?
I would think. I mean, by the odds, it certainly is. I think they're like something ridiculous, like even money to win the championship.
All right, Ryan, give me who's going to win the West right now, because it seems like the East, everyone's just writing off as Miami and the Bulls.
Yeah, I think the conference. I mean, Miami and the Bulls seems obvious, and then I know people keep saying the West seems pretty wide open, but I don't see how OKC doesn't make the finals. Kevin Durant's just better than you. I mean, he's the best.
Serge Ibaka, Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, Kevin Durant's the best player in the West.
And Russell Westbrook and Serge are nice complimentary players.
But I'll say it's going to be San Antonio.
San Antonio wins the West.
Yeah.
What can you get that at right now? 8-1?
That has nothing to do with the fact that I have San Antonio at 20-1 to win the West. But, yeah, I don't know. I think right now it's like 8-1, 7-1.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with the consensus that it's kind of wide open. I mean, I guess people aren't giving OKC enough credit. But I wouldn't be shocked if the Clippers won the West. I wouldn't be shocked if the Lakers won the West.
Well, like Charles Barkley says, you can't win a championship shooting jump shots, and that's OKC.
Yeah, that's their own problem. But which is crazy because Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook have great moves to the rim. I don't know why they don't use it more often.
So John Hollinger, who puts out his playoff odds, he currently has OKC. 40% chance to win the West.
Wow.
And San Antonio, 20%. Those are the top two teams.
Wow, San Antonio's that high.
Memphis,
so people are
nine.
Finally.
They're the third team.
Memphis.
Memphis is the third highest ranking team in to make the finals out of the West, according to John Hollinger.
That's crazy. And what is Memphis to win the West right now?
Memphis. It depends where I'm guessing. Last time I saw it was like 16-1, I believe. So, not a bad little bet, especially with the way they've been playing without Zach Randolph. So he comes back, kind of makes him tough. It depends. It all depends on matchups in the West, I think. If OKC can avoid, I think just like last year, if San Antonio plays Memphis, Memphis will probably win. But then again, I could see. Like, I don't know if you watched the Denver-OKC game the other night.
I don't think so.
OKC won the game, but Denver could Denver will give OKC lots of trouble.
George Karl's a good coach, and I think getting Melo and Jarrett Reed out of there, I think, is kind of galvanized the team. Or just they feel like they have good chemistry and a solid coach, decent players. You know, they could get hot.
I just hope Minnesota beats someone in the first round.
That would be exciting.
Right now they're the 8 seed.
Ryan, what has happened to these New York Knickerbockers? Linsanity coming to a crushing end.
First of all,
crashing his car into the Great Wall of China.
First of all, the schedule. I mean, they played after the break. They had their last two games were back to back with Dallas and San Antonio. That's not easy. And before that, they lost to Boston, which is kind of re-becoming a rivalry. So, you know, three tough games. They've looked bad at times and they've looked good at times. It's kind of, the team's been inconsistent, but their next stretch is at Milwaukee, Philly. So we'll see how they do in those games, and then they go travel to Chicago and play Chicago. So
Sixers just beat the Celtics by 31 last night. It was one of the worst Celtic losses of all time.
That Celtics team is like, they need
they're
to blow it.
They're just dying
up
to get rid of Rondo.
They need to blow it. It's which is so weird.
He's their best player.
That game he had against the Knicks, where
and they've been undermining
he had like
him
18, 20, and 17.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you're just keep talking about getting rid of him. You have to get rid of him at this point. They shouldn't have got rid of Perkins. I don't know. This team, as much as Danny Ainge gets credit for bringing the big three together and winning that title.
I mean, I don't think he should get that much credit.
Well, I'm just saying he was.
He swindled the Timberwolves out of Kevin Garnett for almost nothing.
Hey, he got it done. He made it happen. Brought a championship.
Where was
back.
David Stern to veto that trade?
David Stern, what a tool. All right, Ryan, let's move over to the college game. Now, this is big news in our industry, Ryan. Varez Ward of Auburn, indicted currently by the FBI for point shaving. Where were we, Ryan? Why didn't we get these tips? Supposedly it happened over two games. One game, though, it seemed like it was a loss to Arkansas. They lost 56-53, although Auburn was getting 9.5 points. It sounded like he got injured early, and so I guess he wasn't able to affect the line that much. The other one was there's two games in question so far that they've released. The other one was Alabama, where they lost 68-50. That was on February the 7th. They lost by 18. I think he was 1 for 3 from the field, 1 from 5 at the free throw line, 6 turnovers, career high. It sounds like just someone ratted on him because
it doesn't really make the story makes no sense if you from what you read. It just seems like you said someone ratted him out.
Well, yeah, the story implies that he was trying to get other team members to go along with the point shaving scandal, and I guess they told on him or. University officials became aware of it, which means it came from the team, which means he was probably trying to get other people in on it. And then, now this is just juicy. This is juicy. This is what they talk about, though, that these are the guys that they go after in college. These guys that probably aren't going to be pros. I don't know much about Varez Ward, but anyway, I guess he was averaging 9 points a game, the assist leader on the team. You go after the point guard in basketball. Guy who can turn it over a few times.
I would think point shaving, typically you're going after the total, not necessarily the outcome of the game.
Yeah, well, maybe that could be it, too. I guess, yeah, they said...
You're the point guard, you control the tempo, you can kind of...
Yeah, you know what, that's... I didn't get to the research there. They said Auburn covered that 9.5 points, and he was out most of that game. So, yeah, maybe... maybe these were hitting the... But then again, if you're... It's tough, though, because if you're – maybe you're just betting team totals. Because really, I mean, how much can you control – you can't really control the other team scoring that much. You're probably better off betting the spread, I would think, right, if you're going to fix something?
Maybe, but just bet the under and just tell them to slow it down, you know.
Yeah. Maybe get subbed out then. I don't know. I guess
it seems like there's no real evidence other than someone said, "Hey, this guy's shaving points.
This will be great if it comes out that it wasn't like the mafia or anything. It was just his buddies in like a dorm room. It was just his buddies in the dorm room like throwing $500 online or something.
I love how it's okay for that, but like boxers always bet on themselves or bet on the match. Like, I love the hilarious hypocrisy especially with college athletics and how they're amateur and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to do stuff in Vegas because, you know, they're worried about gambling. Meanwhile, I flip on the conference tournament for some conference and they're playing at the Orleans Arena, at the Orleans Casino in Las Vegas. And it's just like,
yeah. Well, they don't want to bring a pro team. They don't want to bring a pro NBA team in there because, you know, gambling. First off.
Yeah, do you not know, like, it was the West Coast tournament.
No, really, they don't want to bring in they don't want to bring in the NBA because they saw what happened to the NBA All-Star game. There's too many strip clubs, and, I mean, come on, that's the real reason. It's just they don't want to let these NBA All-Star guys, or, you know, they don't want to have an NBA team there. First off, that team would never be competitive. You get an NBA team in Las Vegas, these guys are going to be out every night. It's like the cast of Real World. They're not going to be hanging out and, you know, in the gym shooting jumpers. They're going to just be out partying every night. And who can blame them? All right, Ryan.
Who can blame anyone?
Imagine if you had millions of dollars, yeah. God. That's why Floyd Mayweather, I'm surprised he stays in shape, man.
But, yeah, so conference tournaments.
Conference tournament time. Ryan, let's get pumped. Okay, it sounds like first round of a lot of tournaments are through.
A bunch of the smaller tournaments have punched their winners into the tournament. A couple scares for the bubble teams. Murray State almost lost to someone. Was it Tennessee State again? And that would have Tennessee State. And had they have lost, they would have gotten a large bid instead of the conference bid, so they dodged a bullet for that one. Lehigh won the Patriot League.
Exactly, hometown team. They're in the dance.
Yeah, some other the Sun Belt champion was Western Kentucky. They're 15-18 this year. They're going to be a 16 seed.
Now, Ryan, no one or 15 seed have, or I'm sorry,
no 16.
15 or 16 seed has ever won, right?
Has a 15 seed won before? I'm not sure. I don't think so. Okay. I know a 16's never won.
What are the odds of, do they do a prop bet of a 16 team winning?
The prop is usually will a 1, 2, or 3 seed lose?
And what's that usually?
It's usually, no is usually minus, I don't know. I think last year was minus 800 or something like that. So you're probably getting like plus 600 on yes.
Well.
And that gives you 12 games.
Just one team?
Yeah, you know, you never know.
100 to win 600.
But let's start with the Big East tournament.
Let's do it.
Projected to have the most teams out of any league with 9 by Professor Bracketologist, whatever they call him, Joe Lunardi. You know you can take his class online?
Yeah.
At St. Joe's in Philly, I think, is where he's based out of. But he teaches a bracketology course.
Anyway, sounds awesome.
So the Big East, famously, everyone makes the tournament now, 16 teams. They essentially, you know, the bottom 8 play in the first round. If you finish between 5 and 8, you get one bye. If you finish between one of the top 4 teams, you get a double bye, which I think most of the teams hate the double bye because they feel like it gets them rusty. Anyway, we're down to 4. It's
only 4 left in the Big East.
Yeah, we have the top seed Syracuse with the 4 seed playing the 4 seed Cincinnati. Cincinnati squeaked by Georgetown tonight in double overtime, I think. And we Notre Dame, number 3 seed, taking on Louisville. Big upset. Louisville knocked out Marquette, who was the 2 seed in the Big East.
Yeah, so. Oh, wow. Marquette's supposed to be good, though, right? It's supposed to be all right in the tourney.
So, Marquette will be a solid team. So, I can't see Syracuse losing. They're just too good.
Now, did you hear that apparently some of the Syracuse players were getting high?
Yeah.
Just like, really, is that, do we even bother breaking that scandal?
It is one of those stories where it's like, all right, so they were getting high and they were continuing to play. It's like, who gives a shit? I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's just funny, especially coming out of Syracuse, that you know, they would even bother mentioning that as a scandal.
I think the only story here will be if Syracuse somehow loses.
So it's pretty much Syracuse is the win.
Yeah, I mean Syracuse is the best team in the best division, best conference. Notre Dame's actually a team that I'm kind of looking forward to bet against in the tournament. Their quality win is against Syracuse. They beat Syracuse at home. Syracuse's only loss,
right?
But I don't know. And I like this Louisville team. I think come tournament time, they could be a nice little sleeper. They're probably going to be a little bit lower ranked in terms of seeding. And, you know, Patino typically has a coach as well, and I don't know.
Yeah, he's he's reliable.
Yeah.
He's a hilarious dude.
He's, you know, he's got that sweet slick back hair. They're projected to be a 5 seed, so.
Louisville?
I could see them being a 5 seed that makes it to the Sweet 16 for sure.
All right. Put them on the radar.
So anyway, Big East projected to get 9 teams in. Next up, Big Ten, which I would almost argue is a better conference this year than the Big East.
Well, you got Michigan State,
Ohio State. Michigan State, Michigan, Indiana.
I think for me, Ohio State's a bet against. I think that Sillinger kid's soft. And maybe even Michigan to some degree. The only Michigan games I've seen are them at home. So the Big Ten totally changes things.
The Big Ten's through the first round, and so the second round of games for tomorrow. Iowa plays Michigan State. That should be an easy one for Michigan State.
What's the spread on that? Do we know?
I got no spreads right now. I'll pull them up as we're talking.
All right.
Next up, we got Wisconsin and Indiana, which. Both of these teams are just big-time home teams. Like Wisconsin, I always love betting against Wisconsin in the tournament because they, at some point, they're a great home team. They slow the ball down, but that's kind of where it stops. And I feel like you can never trust them in a neutral site or on the road. I don't know. So the Michigan State's favored by 11 over Iowa.
Feels pretty good. It's a neutral location, though, but you gotta like Izzo in these conferences.
I would almost take that. The Iowa team's not a very good team. I haven't seen them a ton, but I haven't been impressed. Indiana favored by a point against Wisconsin. That's tough for me because I almost wish these teams weren't playing each other because they're both bad road teams. Indiana hasn't really beaten anyone on the road. They've been great at home, and Wisconsin is almost impossible to beat at home. So then we got Michigan versus Minnesota. I can't imagine. There's no spread for this game yet, but I can't see Michigan losing this game. They're a tough team.
Gopher's still alive, man. Tubby Smith.
I mean, they need to run the table to get in, but who knows?
They got to win 2 more games.
They got to win 3 more games.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this Michigan team, I think, is a little bit overrated, but, yeah, I don't know.
I think Michigan's super overrated. I think Michigan's going to come out. Let's see where they're projected to get. They're projected to get a 3 seed right now.
Well, that Sports Illustrated piece.
So they're projected to get a 3 seed right now, and it's all going to come down to who they draw, like which 6 or 11 seed they draw. I can easily see them losing. I've not been impressed. They run a lot of screens. They rely on shooting. They do have good guard play, which is usually a requirement come tournament time. But I don't know. I watched them play Michigan State and get their ass kicked.
Yeah, it seems like they don't. What was the knack on that Sports Illustrated piece? But they were just saying Tim Hardaway is kind of soft, can't play.
He's a streak shooter. His name.
They say he makes clutch threes, but that it sounds like he's not the next Tim Hardaway.
If his name wasn't Tim Hardaway Jr., you wouldn't talk about him. Their point guard is another story. He's a solid player, but I don't know. I could see them getting the finals of the Big Ten tournament, but I don't. I don't see them doing much damage in the act. The...
How first or sidebar? How cool is Fab Mello? That name, that guy for Syracuse, just a cool name, man.
Have you seen him? He looks like he's got a bird's brain. I mean, he looks retarded. He's got like teeth sticking out. What's up with these big men who block shots? Fab Mello's got like his teeth shooting everywhere, and he looks like he's like constantly just like oh. He looks like who was the ogre from the Goonies? He looks like a black version of that. And then you got Anthony Davis down in Kentucky who has like this monster unibrow. Like
yeah,
it's almost like like something they would do on SNL.
Some sort of caricature.
But all right, so then the last matchup, Ohio State facing Purdue. This is the upset pick right here.
Purdue, baby. What's the spread?
You got Robbie Hummel, who's in his like eighth year.
Yeah,
of
is that
college.
Guy still in the league?
He
still in college.
I want to say this is his second medical redshirt. He's blown out his knee twice. It's pretty remarkable. I don't see a spread on this, but and luckily the game starts later. This is a game I'm going to bet on.
So Purdue, we got who
I'm
else?
I'm taking Purdue here,
and then bet against who was the other team we were picking?
Well,
against?
Bet against Indiana and Wisconsin.
But they're playing each other.
Yeah, they're playing each other. So that might be a game where you take the under. Wisconsin's really good at setting the pace, and Indiana is they have Tyler Zeller's younger brother. He's a freshman. 7-footer, projected to get drafted higher than his older brother.
Oh wow!
But they go away from him too much, and that's when they start losing games. So, yeah, I would maybe the under is the play on that game. So we'll see.
Okay, so you like Purdue though? Still,
I think Purdue in terms of the, I think Michigan State wins the tournament.
I think Michigan State was
class.
Another pick.
But
Michigan State.
Oh, that's right.
Purdue.
Yeah, even laying the big amount of points, but I think if you want to have some fun, take the money line. Take Purdue money line.
What are we getting that at? 3-1? 4-1?
I don't know. I mean, the public likes Ohio State. They have Sellinger. They're a top program. And people have kind of forgotten about Purdue and how they play, like, hard-nosed defense.
I feel like I've had a lot of brackets where Hummel has just hit shots for me at clutch times.
Yeah, it's just on the fact that I really think he was playing in, like, the 2006.
No, it feels like years ago. See if you can look up his bio.
No, we're not, yeah, I really think he's been playing for, I'm going to guess this is his sixth year in college.
Yeah, that is weird. How does that? Do you know how that works at all with the red shirt?
So you can always apply for a medical red shirt, and I think what happens is when you know basically the NC. All right, so his first year was 2007. We were almost right. So he was in 2007, first team All Big Ten, all freshman Big Ten, and then in 2008, 2009, played great. All sorts of accolades. 2009, 2010, preseason this, preseason that, and had a great year. Oh, here we go. So 2010. So he played 3 years, and then last year is when he got hurt. He was preseason everything. Purdue was a pick to go all the way, and he blew out his knee. And yeah, it still feels like he's been playing even longer than this.
Yeah, I guess we were hearing from him freshman year, and you add on the medical shirt or a medical red shirt. They were looking at his fifth year, which feels like forever in college these days.
Yeah, I mean he was injured in 08, 09. He was injured in 09, 10, and then 2010, 2011 is when he got completely blown up. So
wait, does he still have any eligibility?
He's a red shirt senior this year.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he would be done after this.
All right. Poor Robbie.
Yeah, I guess. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, dude, he's probably having a sweet life.
Yeah.
His chick's nursing him back to health on the campus of Purdue.
Yeah, he's doing what everyone wants to do, stick around college. Anyway, so on to the – so Big Ten projected to get – 7 of their teams projected to get in right now. Michigan State, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio State, and Purdue – I'm not sure who the 7th team is, honestly. Maybe it's Iowa.
Now, give me your out of those Big Ten teams. Who's your top two in the tournament?
I like Michigan State. We've talked about it before. I love taking
Tom Izzo in the second round.
Tom Izzo on the second game of a weekend. He's a good short turnaround preparing coach, I guess. I love betting against Wisconsin in the second round. Typically, they usually their system. Usually, once they get against a top team away from home, they're gonna have some trouble. Indiana, I was showing you before we started tonight, or yeah, I guess tonight. Great at home, not a great road team. Haven't really beat anyone good on the road, so they might be a good team to circle as a, you know, maybe they win their first round matchup but lose their second round matchup. And then we just talked about Michigan. I'm going to bet against Michigan. I agree with you, Ohio State, too. I think the only two teams I'm going to back heavily past the first round is, I think Purdue could be a nice pick in the first round.
Like that Purdue.
Right now they're an 8-9 matchup. And even, you know, they could be that 9 team that really, right now they're projected to end up in Kentucky's bracket. But, you know, and I don't know if they can necessarily beat Kentucky, but as an 8-9 matchup, those are always those really close 2.5-point spreads, 2-point spreads. I like them in that. I'll take them as a 9 seed.
All right. I like it. What else we got conference-wise?
Well, we got the next major conference is the Big 12.
Okay.
And you got Big 12 is where you got Kansas. You got Baylor, who's been coming on after kind of going through a lull. So we're down to four teams in the conference tournament for the Big 12. Kentucky and Baylor is the 1 and 4 seed, so all chalk on that side. And then Missouri as the 2 seed is playing Texas, who upset Iowa State. Now Texas is a team I've been really, really hoping gets into the tournament as a low seed, because I think they're going to upset. I think they get to the Sweet 16.
You like Texas. What do you like about Texas?
They're just long. They're athletic. Right now, they're projected to be in one of the play-in games, the 12-12 play-in game.
Oh, yeah.
I think Texas could easily go on a run. So right now, they're projected to play Xavier. They can beat Xavier. Then they would play Florida. Not a great team, but a 5 seed. And then they potentially could go against Indiana, which I just talked about. I would love to bet against. So Texas might be a team to look into taking some money line action on.
Nice. Yeah, that's the key is just finding one of these like lower seeds or kind of mid seeds that you can kind of roll with a little bit. You get into the team, you start getting jacked up.
Well, it's just that I don't know if you've watched Texas play lately, but they're solid. They gave Kansas all they can handle. Anyway, so KU, Baylor, Texas.
Now, what's up with Baylor, though? I think
I feel like Baylor's got this kid, seem like Perry the, Jones the third. Yeah. I love how their football team had a RG3 and PJ3. I feel like it's a typical Baylor team. Really long, really athletic, not the greatest shooting team, but, you know, they play hard defense.
But you think, how important is shooting in the tournament?
I think you got to be able to score. Because that's what always that's usually what kills Syracuse, is that they play this great defense and then they just get stifled and can't score enough to win a game.
Okay.
I don't know. I think you need to have guard play. You need to be able to shoot, and you need to play defense. And I think Baylor, they've shown over the last like 10 games they've been really inconsistent. I think that's going to bite them in the ass come tournament time. And they're playing in this game. They're playing Kansas. Kansas is a 1 seed. They're clearly a top team. So I like Kansas. I think Kansas might actually be a team you can bet on in the tournament. They got Thomas Robinson, who's probably the second best player in the country this year. And they're stacked. They got shooters, they got inside presence. They're going to be, I think they're a team that you could safely take. Although I don't endorse betting 1 seeds, I think you can safely bet them. I think they're going to easily cover their spreads in the first two rounds.
Now, what? Who's Kansas matching up, you think, in the 16? Is that already been picked, actually?
So I think, well, the Kansas is projected to play the winner of Mississippi Valley State versus Norfolk State. That's a 20-point spread right there. And then they would play the winner of Alabama Southern Miss, according to Lunardi right now. And I think they crush whoever they play this year. They got embarrassed last year. They lost to Iowa. Who they lose to?
Oh, yeah.
Northern Iowa. I don't know. I think Bill Self doesn't let his team make that mistake again. And Missouri's another team I like. I think they're going to come out and probably be a 2 or 3 seed. And I don't know if you've watched them play, Sean, but they got good guards. They can hit the shot. They don't rely on the 3-pointer, but they can hit it. Right now they're projected as a 2 seed. I like them. Again, I don't endorse betting 2 seeds on the first day. Those 15-point spreads, no fun.
Oh, God. When you lay those big spreads at these college kids and then they don't give a fuck about their free throws
at
the end.
It really is.
It's torturous.
But there's so many. Like, so Thursday and
Friday. I'd rather
Friday,
take these 8-9s.
There are 16 games a day. It's probably better off you just, wash those 8 games aside.
Yeah, all the 1-16 and 2-15s. Because it's tough to enjoy a game, especially in college basketball. Like, the time is much shorter than an NBA game. It's not as much. It goes faster watching the games, and you're going to drive yourself crazy. You're better off taking the closer spreads and just riding the team that you like instead of pulling your hair out on these 20.
Plus the talent level. It's just there's the talent. The talent is just not there. So you're relying on. Like you said, these guys who most college players don't shoot free throws as well, so they're leaving 6, 7, 8 points on the court by missing free throws.
You're gonna kill yourself, and then especially you never know these 16 or 15 point teams. They're coming off probably a conference win. They just won their usually these guys are coming off a conference win, like I said, and so they're jacked up. They got some momentum. They could easily get on like a 10-12 point run, hit a couple threes, and then it kills your spread.
All right, so moving on to the ACC. Only projected to get 4 teams this year.
Virginia Tech, now one of them, unless they win the ACC tourney.
So that big matchup tomorrow.
So who do we got? Duke, UNC. Who are the players here? Duke, UNC,
Florida
State.
All right, so UNC's got Maryland tomorrow. Look, UNC is the best team in this division, this conference. They've really come on of late. I like them. They're going to be a 1 or a 2 seed. I like what they're doing. This to me feels like a chalk year. I feel like the teams at the top are just better. Last year I felt like it was going to be a chalk year also, and it was all upset. So who knows? But so you got UNC versus Maryland. UNC's going to win that. And then you got the 4 and the 5, UVA and NC State. UVA has a couple good players, but they're not a very good. I don't buy them as a top team. If they get in the tournament, I easily could see them losing the first round. Same with NC State. Duke, Virginia Tech, I don't know. Virginia Tech has probably beaten Duke more than most teams over the last couple of years.
Well, they do seem to have their number, although a lot of it comes down, I feel like, to the last second shot and they lose.
Yeah, now if Duke does end up being a 2 seed, call me crazy, but I'm going to bet. I might even bet against them in the first round. This team doesn't impress me.
It is great. Just
I would love to take 15 to 20 points.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you got Austin Rivers seems a little bit overrated.
I mean, he's a good player, but their two best players are Austin Rivers and Seth Curry, and they're both jump shooters.
Yeah. But, I mean, if they're hitting.
Yeah, the cliche is, you need the guard play, but... And then you have Florida State and Miami. Florida State's the third best team. I think Florida State might be a team that you can safely bet on in the first round. They play really good defense. Their problem is they can't score. So, again, we've talked about that. You end up... Right now, they have them as a 4 seed. It's hard to take a team like that past. Maybe they get to the Sweet 16. They play really good defense. It's just so hard for them to score. And that's, at the end of the day, compared to some of these other, like compared to UNC, who just score at will. It seems like it's going to be tough for Florida State. It all depends on their draw, but I can't see them getting to the Sweet 16.
It's going to be tough. Tough road to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, who else we got? Do we have any other big conferences left?
Yeah, we have the SEC. I mean, SEC hasn't been we're going to skip the Pac-12 because they might only get one team in this year. But the SEC, you got Kentucky. They're probably the best team in the country, them and Syracuse. Other than that, you got Florida, you got Alabama, you got Tennessee, you got Vanderbilt. None of these teams, I haven't watched them a ton. Billy Donovan, good coach at Florida, although he is forever going to be a bitch. He's the guy who left Florida to go coach the Orlando Magic. And then started crying, realizing how much he loved the job at Florida, and went back.
That's great.
This wasn't after a season or anything. This was after, like, 2 weeks. But, I don't know. None of these teams – I've seen – Vanderbilt's the one team that seems like they might be able to make some noise. So,
what about VCU? What conference are they in?
VCU is in the – I want to say Colonial? Let me look that up. But they just won their conference tournament.
Shaka Smart. I like that coach.
He's an idiot. Bottom line,
I just like his name.
He was offered jobs after that.
Oh, yeah. No, he was an idiot for turning that down.
And, yeah, what an idiot. I don't know. But they just clinched their – they won their tournament a couple days ago. They are in the – drum roll. Colonial. So they're in the tournament. I always like looking at these like the Big Sky conference.
Yeah, who made Montana? Yeah, Grizzlies.
Belmont's in again. Belmont's a team that seems to every couple years come in and have a good team that will compete against a one or a two seed. I don't know. Detroit, LIU, Brooklyn.
Yeah, Long Island, right?
Yep, Davidson. Nice.
A lot of, you got to round the tournament out, man. 64 teams.
Same, 68 teams now. Let's see. Davidson's back. First time since Stephen Curry was there. St. Mary's. They ended a streak this year. Gonzaga had won the regular season conference championship in that conference 11 straight years. And this is the first year they didn't win it. But yeah, I can't wait for the selection to happen so I can start filling out my bracket.
Yep, and then we're going to do a big selection podcast. We'll go over all the – break down our entire brackets. Just pick them right there on there.
Yeah,
we'll that out early next week. And
break down the bracket. We'll have to talk about some fun props. Some first and second round props.
It's always a couple fun props kicking around, of course. And today, being a Friday, if you're listening to this on Friday, we like Purdue, Michigan State, the Big Ten tourney. Those are our picks, I feel like.
Yeah, I say we stick with Purdue, Michigan State. And they're kind of slacking on the speed at which they put these lines up. But I also – North Carolina favored by 15 over Maryland. Seems high. I wouldn't touch it.
Maryland's usually tough.
But I would also, like we just talked about, Virginia Tech will probably be getting, 6 to 8 points. Might not be a bad dog to take. They play them tight. I mean, they could have beaten them earlier this year. They went to overtime. Duke got some bullshit calls.
How much they lose by then?
They end up losing by, 5 maybe.
All right.
Went to overtime. Should have won the game in regulation. It's the story of Virginia Tech basketball.
All right, man. Well, yeah, good times. I think we brushed up against the NCAA tournament, getting ready for March Madness. We're going to have complete March Madness breakdown next week. Maybe put out a couple bonus podcasts of, daily updates of what's happening in the games, previewing the next day games. Good times, Ryan. Anything else you want to hit on?
Lost a big match in ping pong today. I was challenging for number 17.
How many people are in your work ping pong league?
Probably like 70.
70, wow. So you're climbing up the rankings.
I'm up to 22. Challenge number 17, and I had a lead in game one. Let him win it. He took that, and I don't know what you call it, extra points. took that 23-21, and then God, and then he won game. I want a rematch. I can beat this asshole. Yeah, so that's that. You know, if you're hanging around Glendale, you want to watch some ping pong action.
Come over to Ryan's work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, and make sure to follow us on Twitter at Gambling Podcast. You can go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Check out all the.
Oh man, we got to do some live tweeting.
Oh yeah, once the tournament gets going, we'll be in Vegas. You'll be getting some live tweets. Be tweeting pictures of people, all kinds of different random crap.
Sean drinking a daiquiri with whipped cream.
Yep. He'll
surely be tweeting.
Hey, dude, that was a nice run. You make fun of my daiquiri. Oh, you made fun of a lot of me on that trip. we went to Vegas for March Madness. Had a good time hanging out. These chicks from the South came up to us. And it's just like a hilarious hillbilly accent, like, coming up.
Yeah, we should point out, not like hot chicks from the South. Like,
well, I thought she was hot.
Well, not like your traditional, like, you're thinking about some, like, nice blonde from Tennessee. No, these chicks were from, like, Mississippi or Alabama. One of the
Tupelo, Mississippi.
One of the dirty, dirty
y'all
states.
Racist, right? And then told all these racist jokes. I'm like, ah, you got
big
boobs.
That's right, I forgot about that.
So I talked to her, ordered a sweet strawberry daiquiri, some whipped cream on it.
Did some shopping.
Yeah, the guys made fun of me for taking her shopping. I didn't buy her anything. She just said she wanted to go shopping. So he did that. And then, you know, just went on some sweet runs, betting on college sports. It's a pretty fun weekend.
Yep, it will be fun. Especially that our friend Lutz will be there.
Yeah, wild man Lutz.
Oh, man.
Guy's a party animal, literally.
He's already informed me that he'll be selling some shares of Google for the trip. So he's going to be coming heavy.
That's what I like. We're going to have a lot of fun busting out, partying, drinking, betting,
mostly
gambling. Yeah, just watching 85 games, having our heads explode, the hearts racing, our Monster energy drinks and vodka. It's Vegas, baby.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah,
all right.
I just can't wait.
So I'm Sean, stacking the green, and he's...
I'm Ryan, stacking nothing.
He's Ryan Real.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Real Money.
He's Ryan Real Money Kramer. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, let it ride.